This is the homily for the third Sunday of Lent, 2023, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the Book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 3 to 17. The letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 2 and 5 to 8. And the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. The homilist was Father Philip Simo.
As we all know, we are all subject to prejudices. We prejudge. And we all have different prejudices depending on who you are, how you grew up, where you grew up, etc., and how you make judgments about things, people, the world, etc. And it was no different in Jesus's time. They had their prejudices. Now, prejudices come, it's prejudgment, and they come in different forms. For example, you have secular prejudices, and you also have religious prejudices. Those kinds of things are very prevalent throughout all the history of the world. And here we see those at work in the gospel. The secular prejudices that are at work are that Jesus shouldn't be speaking to a woman who's not a family member, and if he's speaking to a woman, he shouldn't be speaking to her alone. That's both a secular prejudice or cultural prejudice, and it's also a religious prejudice of the time, the place of women in relationship to the place of men. These prejudices against women, of course, we don't have to go into that. We could be here a week, 2 weeks, a month to speak about how women have been prejudiced against. I just want to say that this is the 100th anniversary, 2023, of the Equal Rights Amendment from 1923, and it's not passed yet, but they're talking about passing it, possibility, they're bringing it to the forefront once again, the Equal Rights Amendment, equal pay for equal work, no, et cetera, et cetera. Anne says no equal pay for equal work. But these prejudices that we have seen throughout all of history also operate in our daily lives, and often we don't look closely at them. Some people are prejudiced against others if they're from a different country or they look different. And others will say, well, my prejudices are based on truth. You know, I'm prejudiced against people who come in and try to take our jobs, or who come in and they don't live according to the laws, etc., etc. And so prejudices, they say, are based on their truth. But here we have Jesus breaking some prejudices because he's revealing things about God. He's giving us revelation, and he doesn't want human prejudice to stand in the way. So God pushes against those prejudices so that he can reveal things to us that are truly true about reality. So he talks to the Samaritan woman. And it's a basic conversation at first about water. You know, give me a drink, I'm thirsty. She says, you're not supposed to be asking me for anything. I'm a Samaritan woman, we're not allowed to talk. Then he says, oh, you know, I have water, but it's a different kind of water. And then she starts to ask him questions. And then God starts to reveal to her what it is that he has to give. Living water, he says. Jesus many times associated himself through metaphors about life-giving things. I am the bread of life, I am the living water, I am the resurrection and the life. It's all positive stuff. Pay attention to me, what I will reveal to you will give you more life, it'll make you happier, and you deserve it. So he slowly starts to reveal to the woman about the living water. And he gets to a point where she says, okay, then give me this living water so I don't have to be thirsty. She's still thinking in terms of regular water. Then he says, go call your husband and come back. I don't have a husband, she says. Oh, you're right, he says to her. You had five husbands. And there's a prejudice that most people might have and say, she's had five husbands? You know, he shouldn't be talking to her because of that. He should chew her out. He should yell at her about having five husbands, and the one you're living with now isn't your husband. He doesn't do that. He just says to her, yes, I do know that. What does he want from her? He wants her to be a missionary for him. A missionary. go back to your people and tell them about me, about God's revelation. Tell them about me. He says to her, I am the one. I am the Messiah. He wants her to be a missionary. And what he tells us there, what God is telling us is, it doesn't matter if you had 5 husbands, 10 husbands. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter whether you're from Samaria or Judea or Jerusalem. That doesn't matter, because God's revelation is for all people, all. And the job of us is to put aside our prejudices, our prejudgments, and say that God can bring God's revelation through anyone he wants. He shows us that through St. Paul. St. Paul was murdering people. God can work through anybody, and we shouldn't be there to judge them and say, no, you're not worthy. You're not worthy of God's revelation. You don't believe the way I do. You don't look like me. You're a Muslim. You're a Buddhist. You're a Hindu. I'm pushing you aside. We should never, ever push anyone aside, because God works through any person he chooses. And we see that in today's gospel.